You got ants, you got mice, you got roaches, don't think twice, call me. We do it like we live there.
Okay. There you go. That.
You got ants, you got mice, you got roaches, don't think twice, call me. We do it like we live there.
Rick Moskowitz is the president of A Plus Pest Control, the vice president of A Plus Natural Solutions, and the singer of that jingle. He's a singer and songwriter, but he's best known as a guy who can help get rid of pests. And I don't know if you saw this or not, but Chicago has been voted number one in bed bug infestation. We should be proud. Number one in something. Rick is a friend of the overnight show, and we welcome him back to the show. Rick, how are you, man?
Hey, hi there. Hi, Nick. All right.
All right. Okay, well, first of all, let's talk a little bit about that jingle, Rick. Now, you're a singer, songwriter. Is that just something you do in your spare time?
Yeah, no, I do that. Actually, I was in Branson in October. I did a song on there, and it's on YouTube if you want to see it.
Okay.
But I do write that. With that jingle, I usually do the last line, and everybody goes, at the end, wherever I go.
Is that right?
Yes.
Well, let's talk about how you got into the pest control world, Rick. Was it something that you wanted to pursue or something that interested you? How did you get into it?
Actually, I flunked chemistry in high school, got C's and D's in biology. Think about that. And I was a rep, was a manufacturer's rep. Sold posters like Farrah Fawcett posters, stuff like that, you know, and brass items and all kinds of things like that. Maybe the head shops way back.
Oh, yeah.
And I ended up, it was kind of an accident, fell into it. There was electronic pest controls my grandmother saw an ad. And make a long story short, it didn't work, but I ended up in the pest business.
Mm. And, are you from Chicago, Rick?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so the head shops, I remember the head shops back when I was a kid. We used to go down to Old Town. My parents used to go down to Old Town. We'd go to Bazaar and all those places. They just don't exist anymore.
Yeah, quite different.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, well, we have to talk a little bit about this fantastic story that ran in the Trib a couple of weeks ago, that Chicago came in number one in bed bugs. This is obviously nothing to be proud of, but for those people who might not know, what are bed bugs, how do you get them, and why is Chicago number one? Let's start with that.
Hey, I just want to say that, you know, when I was in Bill Left's show 3 years ago, it was the first time we were number one. That was according to Orkin. Now it's the fourth year in a row.
Oh, man. 4 years in a row. Oh,
I was on with him 3 years ago, the same where you are now.
Man.
So how did they get here? Well, they were a big problem back in the 40s and 50s. And we used to spray. I wasn't around. But they sprayed. And when they went after roaches and other things and ants, they sprayed. And bed bugs got killed, too. But now, over the years, they've developed baits, you know, for, you know, things that you get in the store that kill roaches and ants. Mm-hmm. And people don't spray anymore. And, of course, the environmental stuff that's going on now made it so the bed bugs don't, they're not even working when people spray these days. So they came in, and they're coming in from Europe and from the Middle East. People are bringing them in. And in many cases in overseas, they're still using the old chemicals, and they've become resistant to them.
Oh.
Here, so they don't work.
Now, how does one get bed bugs, Rick? Is it dirt? Is it unkempt facilities? How does one get bed bugs?
Actually, it has nothing to do with sanitation other than clutter.
Okay.
But to get them, get carried in. They come in suitcases. They get carried in boxes. They get carried in about anything. And you could put a perfect barrier. We have products that we make that will put a barrier up, a natural barrier.
Mm-hmm.
But still carry it in. Can't stop it.
Wow. Now, talk about Plus Natural Solutions. Plus Natural Solutions are non-toxic, and it's a way to combat these bed bugs without having toxic chemicals in your house. Tell me about how that developed and about Plus Natural Solutions.
Okay, well, our regular first company, A Plus Pest Control, we started in 1979. And over the years, I started always looking for new ways to do things. I've always been that way. That's how I've been in my wife. And we ended up about 2001, started looking for new stuff and new ways to do things. And then in 2005, I was actually in Pittsburgh visiting some friends, and somebody handed me this bottle and said, I sprayed it on my dog and the fleas died. And it was digestive enzymes, basically, what was in it. And so I called the company and got some. It's on, this is the story's online. And started using it. Like, we started using a product in restaurants. And all of a sudden, the fruit flies and drain flies went away without chemicals. And so we started developing it. I tested it for a whole year and started making it. That was our first product, which is now called Cleaner. Actually, the products are called A-plus natural enzymes. And we have a whole bunch of products from bed bug products to mosquito products and all kinds of head lice products, all kinds of things now. So they work.
Yeah. APlusPest.com is the website, www.APlusPest.com, for more other information and all the plus natural solutions. If someone does have bed bug infestation, is it hard to get rid of them? I know that you have the solutions that could do that, but how bad an infestation will it handle?
Well, first of all, you know, the city ordinance. I don't know if you know the city ordinance. If you're in Chicago, you have to have a professional do it if they're a landlord.
Mm.
And I actually testified at the hearing, which was 3 years ago in January. It was in 2013, and you have to have a professional. If it's really to a point where it's really bad, if it's a building, for instance, you should have a professional, actually.
Okay.
And we use other things. And we use the products we make and products we use, even other products, are part of what we do. We use steam. People use heat. That works very well. We have to use steam. We do a four-week treatment. And we use our products as a prevention and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it takes inspection. It's really hard. There's preparation, there's inspection, and our technicians are really excellent at it. Now, they've really taught me. And I get to talk. I always joke that I get to talk about it, but they're the experts.
Yeah. Now, there are preventative things that people can get at APlusPest.com. If you want to protect yourself from bed bugs, you can get some of the plus natural solutions to use to make sure that you don't get bed bugs, correct?
You can link that and link to the other website, which is aplusnaturalenzymes.com. Mm-hmm. But you can get it from aplusnaturalenzymes.com.
Okay.
And they can buy. We make a product that is a liquid mixed with a powder, which is all natural. It's like a silica. Mm-hmm. And very, very safe. It's non-toxic, totally. But it leaves a residual, kills bed bugs and roaches and other things, too.
Okay. All right.
It's very reasonable. It's like $35 to do one apartment.
Okay. And for people who have this problem, first of all, if you have a problem with bed bugs and infestation, and Chicago is number one.
Point Orchid is we're number one. That's their.
Yeah. Fourth year in a row. DC.
Terminix says we're number six.
Sorry?
Terminix still says we're number six.
Oh, okay. Terminix says number six, but Orchid says number one.
Mm-hmm.
Also up there, I notice it's a lot of big cities. You got D.C., you got Los Angeles, you got New York. Is it more common in big cities? Are the bed bugs probably more common in big cities?
Only because there are many multi-unit buildings. That's why.
Okay.
Because we're doing it every day. We're doing a lot of apartment buildings, and we do hotels and things like that, you know, other places. Even warehouses, we found them in, all kinds of places.
Mm-hmm.
Homes, even in really good neighborhoods. You asked whether it was a sanitation issue, and I said no, because we've gone into some pretty risky homes, you know.
Yeah. All right. Now, another problem, especially for parents who have kids who go to school, is the possibility of head lice. Now, you guys have developed something that people can see on the website and on YouTube, this new thing to fight, another natural solution to fight head lice. And that's a problem with kids, you know, coming home from school and going to school. Another thing that happens. Tell me a little bit about this product.
That product was developed actually from the same. The formula is very similar to the liquid form of our bed bug product, actually. And it's made into a mousse. It's a foam,
mm-hmm.
like shaving cream. And if you put that on the hair, if you saw the video online, right?
Mm-hmm.
You put it into the hair, and we have a really excellent comb. It's called the metal comb that combs it out, and it actually dissolves the nits, which are the eggs, and then the live insects. By law, head lice are a disease. Actually, so treating for a disease is a different thing, but it does work.
Mm.
And it's all natural. You saw little Samantha in the picture.
Yes.
She's my superstar. I know her. She's a cute little girl.
Yeah. Well, and that's a problem, too, with kids and head lice. But you've got it, and it's all natural. So it's Plus Natural Solutions are the product. A-plus Pest Control is the company, and they'll come out and help you out if you have bed bugs. And there are plenty of solutions for all kinds of pests. And it's A-pluspest.com. And Rick, thanks so much for joining us, and good luck. And we want to hear some more of your music if the next time we have you on. You got to do some more singing.
Okay.
All right.
Appreciate that. Thanks,
all right, Rick.
All
take
right,
care.
All right.
There you go. There's Rick Moskowitz, who is the president of A Plus Pest Control, and they have Plus Natural Solutions help you get rid of your bed bugs or never get bed bugs. And if there's a problem with head lice, they've just developed this new sort of mousse that will help you out in that department as well. It's a citywide thing, and we're number one. Chicago is number one in bed bugs. So let's prevent it. Let's kill them. All right. We'll take a quick break. It's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. And by the way, Rick asked us to mention that that people should always check their hotel room for bed bugs, and specifically the mattress. And that's typically how they spread. So they jump from your bed to your luggage or whatever you put on the bed, and that's what brings them to your house. So if you're traveling a lot, make sure you recheck your luggage. Make sure you check the bed in all the hotel rooms, because that's really the big way they get transferred to your house.